Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 10th of February 2024. Today's topic is The Slothful Student 1. Our text today is taken from Proverbs chapter 26 verses 12 through 16. Verse 12. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. Verse 14. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom. It grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth. Verse 16. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render reason. Our memory verse today is taken from Proverbs chapter 26 verse 12. The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. Nowadays, you can find on social media the amazing testimonies of school leavers that made distinctions in different examinations or the first-class students that won many laurels in their universities in different nations across the world. A review of their success stories always shows that they were all diligent, disciplined, dedicated, and determined to succeed. In contrast to the life of the achievers, the slothful in our Bible text today is a pathetic failure. The slothful have some bad characteristics, including self-conceit, self-confidence, complaints or giving excuses, lack of goal-setting and planning, procrastination, fear, idleness and too much sleep. The slothful students always postpone work and complain about everything, including teachers, time, textbooks, timetable, difficult subjects, body weakness, and hunger. Christian students that exhibit the traits of the slothful are living outside the will of God. They must be diligent in their studies, like the Lord Jesus who declared, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh, when no man can work. John 9, 4. A lazy student is not entitled to success. Quote for the day. A lazy student is not entitled to success. The challenge for today is, stop postponing what you ought to do now. Prayer. Lord, make me diligent like you in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.